Mark, what is, I know it's an injury and everything else, but what does it mean for you to be back in a starting job?
You know, we just treat everything as a 1 week season around here. So, you know, I'm starting this week, and anything beyond that or in the past is in the past. We just focus on this week. It's got to be an important week of prep, and we got to be real sharp with the short week because Green Bay's awfully good.
You look so comfortable out there, and it's been a while since the start. What were some of the things that, you know, that got you there? Was it the fact also that you're getting help from special teams and defense putting up points in that game?
Well, obviously that takes a lot of pressure off the offense. When your special teams and defense can play like they do, they've played that way all year, and that's been a huge boost for our team. And that's a lot of credit to Coach Davis and Coach Phipp for all their hard work in preparing the guys. And then me feeling prepared comes from and comfortable out there was from the preparation all week between Coach Kelly and Coach Shermer, Coach Stoutland, Coach Musgrave. You know, he shows us a lot of important films, some important clips. He gives us great study guides, good tests, and you know, he keeps us sharp every morning. So we enjoy the week of prep, and then hopefully you get out to the game, and it's even easier than practice.
Mark, when you look at film of the Packers' defense, how much different does it look with Clay Matthews on the inside linebacker versus what you look at when you see the film from earlier in the season when he was playing mostly on the outside?
Right. He's obviously an active player, and whether he's down on the line of scrimmage on third downs or in the box for the first couple downs, first and second down stuff, it doesn't matter. He's all over the film. They're so good, and Coach Capers really puts those guys in a good spot. He's got them coached up well, and you know, Clay gets a lot of publicity and notoriety for his play, which he should. He deserves all that. I played with the guy. I think he's an awesome person and a heck of a player. But you know, AJ Hawk's been a solid player for them too, and he can't sleep on him. They're both of the guys they played at the nickelback have been great. I thought Clinton Dix is playing much better than any rookie I've seen. So he's a heck of a player, coming from Alabama, savvy kid, and great athlete. And then those two corners are some of the best you'll face. Great makeup speed, and you know, they can play off, they can play in your face. It's a physical group, and you know, you can't forget about Peppers. You can't forget about any of those guys. They're tough.
Mark, there's always so much praise from quarterbacks about Chip's system. You look like you're really enjoying it. How much do you feel like you really fit into that offense there?
You know, I think they've done a good job with their scouting department and the moves they made in the offseason of getting guys, one, that are good players that fit the system and everything, but just it seems like everybody here really just loves to compete, and they love playing. They love playing for each other, and it's a family-like atmosphere. This thing transcends just sports, and it's something deeper and something more fun, and that's why, you know, when you lose, that's why it hurts so bad. It's because we work so hard, and you know, you feel like you let your buddy down, you let your teammate down, you let a family member down, and that's why when you win, it feels so dang good. And it's a great feeling, but you know, we gotta move on this week and hopefully do it all over again.
Did you feel like you needed a fresh start, and how much has this place, the system, everything about Philly really re-energized you?
You know, I didn't know if I necessarily needed a fresh start. I needed to get healthy. That's for sure. I knew that was, you know, the first item on the agenda. And after that, you know, that was all I could control to a certain point. And then whatever team I was on, whether it was the Jets here in Philly or somewhere else, I knew I was going to go in and, you know, even in New York, just start with a clean slate and play as best as I could, come back healthy, come back strong, and get ready to go out and compete. It happened to be, I happened to end up here in Philly, and that's the same attitude I took, was get healthy and compete my butt off and see what happens. You know, and now we're in this situation, so I've gotten an opportunity here, and I just want to make the most of it.
Mark, is this offensive system you're in now, though, kind of a quarterback's dream to be able to step in and play in, even when it is a tough midseason situation?
You know, it lends itself to being friendly for all the positions, not just the quarterback. And I think the guys really enjoy all the tempo stuff. You know, you got to be in pretty good shape to do it. I got to get some extra running in every week just to make sure I can keep up with everybody, and I'm not holding this back. But, you know, it's a fun system for all of us.
Do you think you proved to some of your teammates, though, I mean, when a team goes from its starter to its backup QB, that can be deflating. Do you think you've proven to a lot of your teammates now, though, that the offense can remain as good as it was?
Right. I don't know. I mean, I play for those guys, and just like they want to play well for me. And I think they knew, even just in the preseason stuff and early in the off season, that they watch practice. You know, they know that I'm working and that I'm always competing and trying to be the best version of myself and help this team as much as I could. So I think they were confident going into the game, and you know, we'll just keep moving forward and trust each other.
After everything that happened in New York, for you, is any of this personal, just to prove that you can last in this league as a starter?
No, I mean, I'm always competing, whether, you know, we had had four or five winning seasons in New York or four or five losing seasons. It doesn't matter. It happened to go the way it did, and we had some early success, and then things didn't work out so well the last couple of years, but it, you know, by no means do I have some sort of vendetta or anything like that. That's not the way I am. I'm too positive for that. And, you know, I had a great experience in New York, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It was all fun, and I learned a ton from it. And then I came here in Philly and took that experience, improved on some of the things that I needed to clean up, and then built on some of the things that went well, and just got an opportunity, like I said, and just want to make the most of it.
Mark, with that gap between starting jobs now, was there, when you came back, getting on the field, getting your rhythm back, was there a moment, was there a play early on that you felt like things are clicking now, you can get, move forward?
I think one of the biggest things was way back in preseason against Chicago. We ended up throwing a Hail Mary before halftime. And to be honest, the first couple downs of the series, I knew we were getting in that two-minute drive phase and we needed to get a completion. I threw two passes. One went off of Huff's fingertips and one the DB broke up. It hit Jordan in the hands, and it looked like he had it, and the DB broke it up on the way to the ground and up the seam. And so I was just trying to get close enough for a field goal because I didn't want to have to throw a Hail Mary because I just, you know, had the surgery. And, you know, I'm just kind of like, I don't need to throw that 60-plus yard ball right now in preseason and, you know, try and show off this arm. Let's just work things in flow. And he ended up calling the Hail Mary, and I launched this thing and almost went out of the back of the end zone. So I think after that point, I just felt like it was that last physical, you know, hurdle I needed to jump over to feel good and comfortable and ready to go. Just like guys when they come back from a knee injury or whatever, they have that one play where they make a cut and don't think about it anymore. It was kind of that play that really eased all my not really fears, but any of my doubt of being physically ready to play and take hits and all that kind of stuff. So after that, I felt like I was ready to go.
The play action worked great Monday night, but what's the level of concern that the team really needs to find some kind of ground game as you get into the colder weather in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we did such a good job in Houston, and then this last week it just ended up, you know, you score 14 points between defense and special teams. Then we had a couple short field turnover, sudden change situations. So it just didn't lend itself to being one of those games where, you know, we get the running game going. And, you know, I thought they respected the run game quite a bit. But, you know, we got to be ready to rush for 200-plus yards or throw for 200-plus yards, whatever it is. And, you know, some days we'll be balanced, some days it'll be a little lopsided one way or the other, but either way we got to execute, and I think the guys are selfless about it, so that's never an issue. We just try and stay balanced, and we'll see.
Mark, you mentioned the good, bad, and ugly in New York, and I've never covered you. I talked to a few people who did, and they all said really nice things about you, that you're a good guy, and they enjoyed covering you. I don't really root for anybody, but I found myself watching the game on Monday night feeling happy for this guy that I've never met because all the shit he took in New York. I'm just wondering, did you ever feel like it was a little bit unfair? Did it ever get to your confidence? I know you talked a little bit about it here, but I'm just wondering how, as a human being, how you deal with some of that stuff.
You know, it's a great learning experience. And it you know, I remember one of the first days being there, Rex talked about, you know, the highs are going to be even higher here, and the lows are going to be even lower here. And just because of the sensationalized market, you're either the best or you're the worst. There's no in-between. There's no average season, whether you go 8-8 or not. You know, if you don't win the Super Bowl, then you're a bum. And that's just the way it is in that market. But you got to understand, you got to take everything in perspective. At the end of the year, there's 31 teams that are not happy. And there's one team that's ecstatic and everything worked out. So, you know, you just got to keep a broad scope on things, and don't have too much perspective where you lose your competitive edge, but don't be so narrow-minded thinking that, you know, this is the end of the world if something doesn't work out. And so I'm very fortunate. You know, I leaned on my family quite a bit. I have a couple very close friends that are like brothers to me, and I could always, you know, vent to them and talk to them about things that either went great or didn't go great. And so I'm lucky to have that kind of support system. And, you know, I leaned on Coach Johnson from high school quite a bit. Talked to Rob a lot, who had been through a lot in this league. Talked to a lot of other quarterbacks, and all of them said the same thing, to keep trusting your preparation and have fun, plan, and realize the spot that you're in and how gracious you got to be in a situation like that, win, lose, or draw.